And we're back here at the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. So glad you can join us here on 92.7 FM or 1580 AM. Or, of course, devilradio927.com. Maybe even Facebook. I don't know. And remember, you can download the greatest app ever. The Devil Radio app is available for you to download, and you can catch content anytime you would like. Right now, we have some more fun content coming for you. As we bring in Colin Murray, the executive director of Dane by Local, and Colin's going to tell us about some current happenings with DBL, more educational opportunities, and just keeping and taking care of our small businesses. So, Colin, thanks for being on the program today. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks for having me once again. I appreciate it. And thanks for your support for some of the underserved community members that are out there. You know, I know that's not something that you necessarily have to take on, that challenge, that issue. And on behalf of those communities, I appreciate you being willing to speak up and point out injustices that are taking place.
Well, they let me do this radio show, so once in a while that might happen, Colin. But seriously, I want to be an ally, and I'm going to do everything I can to do that. Just like I'm doing everything I can to help our small businesses, as you do. So let's talk a little bit about Dane by Local's current initiatives. Got some exciting webinars coming up, really important stuff, including one on Monday for nonprofits. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so every Monday at 10 a.m., we do a webinar on Zoom, so it's easy to join us. And it's on a variety of subjects having to do with local businesses, right? So it's trying to keep things going. This really started at the beginning of the pandemic back in April or May of last year. We started this, and it was to get information out there for all the things that were taking place and support that these local businesses needed. So we've just continued to do it week after week in presenting this information. So this next week, we have Tom Linfield joining us. He's from the Madison Community Foundation. He's also an artist, so you may have seen his work at various places around town as well. But his real job is with the Madison Community Foundation. And one of the things that he will be talking about on Monday is a new grant program specifically for nonprofit organizations. You have to be a 501c3 to qualify for this particular grant program. The dollars are coming from Dane County, so it's the same source that Dane by Local, the program that we're facilitating, is taking place with Dane County. So they will be receiving $5 million to distribute to nonprofit organizations. So he's going to come on Monday and talk about what's involved, what you have to do to qualify, how you can fill out, you know, the application, all that good stuff, and they'll get that program rolling. So we're looking forward to having him with us on this coming Monday.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Again, people, if you go right to danebylocal.com, it's right on the homepage. You look for the small business webinar updates. It's Monday, 10 a.m. All the information's right there, including the Zoom link, and you can just join in to take the information. I know, Colin, you know, nonprofits, that's something they were looking at. A lot of them had a lot of challenges, you know, with the pandemic, trying to continue with fundraising, trying to continue activities for fundraising. Nonprofits, like everybody else, like businesses, had to be very nimble in how they did that, how they took that approach. And for some of them, it didn't go quite as well in the last year or so as it was before. So there's some ground to make up there, and the support's going to be very well received at this point, I think, from area nonprofits. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is really good news for them. And so getting the word out there is really important right now for these nonprofits. You know, they do such a good service in the community, and it's one of the reasons that Dane County is so unique, is because of the hard work that these nonprofits are doing on behalf of the community, including what you're doing over at Project Home. You know, it is a vital service that's so important to maintaining the quality of life that we have here. So in the next week after that, at the webinar on June 14th, we're going to have Orange Schrader from Orange Tree Imports joining us. So some people may not have even realized that there is really an orange. her name is on the front of the building there on Monroe Street. A great retail business that's been around for many, many years. I think she might be 40 years in business now. So she's going to come and talk to us about the state of retail in Dane County. She's really got her thumb on the pulse of what's taking place here in the community. And so we want to bring her on and find out what's taking place with various retail businesses around the area, locally owned businesses, and what they're up to, how they're surviving, what adjustments they're making at this point. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, including the mask mandate. Do I need to wear a mask? Do I not? You know, lots of questions out there. So she's going to address some of those things and let us know what's taking place there. So that's on June 14th. And then on June 21st, we're going to have Paul Camps. He's from Forward Service Corporation, and they work with Dane County unemployment. So they have a program that's very interesting. And, you know, a lot of businesses right now are having trouble hiring for staff. And he's got a program that you can plug into to help deal with that problem. So I think that'll be of interest to a lot of our local businesses. It seems like no matter who you talk to right now, they're needing employees. They need to expand their staff. They're actually not able to grow until they get labor back in place. And so he's got some opportunities here that could help to address that. And we're looking for other opportunities as well. So we'll keep that in mind for future programs. But he's got an interesting program. You should check that out if you're looking for staff.
Yeah, that's interesting. That crosses over to area nonprofits too. We talked about them earlier, and there's so many of them. I don't know if Madison and Dane County isn't the nonprofit capital county of the U.S. anyway. I don't know what it is. Anywhere we're close if we're not there. And there's so many opportunities, employment opportunities in nonprofits too, and a lot of them are currently hiring and looking as well. So that's just local businesses looking for that, and nonprofits looking for that help. And that's a really good one on the 21st. Going back to Orange on June 14th and what she's talking about, I think it's so interesting, right? You mentioned the mask situation. I have seen a lot of businesses being very clear about that, whether they are still as a business requiring masks or not. And so, again, just bring your mask along with you, because some businesses will require it. Others may not at this point, but it's just a good thing to keep with you at all times.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just better to be safe than sorry. And, you know, everyone's just taking this at their own pace and what they're comfortable with. But it's also what their customers are comfortable with. You know, and some people have said, I'm not going in that store because they aren't doing this or they are doing that, whatever the case might be. But, you know, it's best to check with the business first and find out what their policy is. Just bring the mask along if you can remove it, or if you feel comfortable doing that, so be it. But better safe than sorry, right?
Exactly. Colin, anything else before we let you go for today? I know last week was a big week because you had a couple of events that took place that were very successful. But anything coming up that people should know about that the public can participate in?
Yeah, you know, one of the things down the road, pun intended, is we have our car show. That'll be September 18th, Saturday, over in Fitchburg. And we're working on details of that. If you are a owner of a unique vehicle, car, maybe it's a specialty car of some sort, this might be something you'll want to check out, maybe show off your vehicle, that sort of thing. But there'll be a whole lot more to it than just the car show itself. It'll be family-friendly. We're going to have a bunch of activities for kids. Group Health Cooperative is helping us with that. Madison Gas and Electric will be there as well with one of their electric vehicles. So there'll be a lot of good activities there, and we're in the planning stages right now. So if you've got an idea or want to plug something in, this would be the time to do it. Reach out to me, and we can see what we can do to make that happen. in September. So we're looking forward to that as well.
It's going to be vendor booths there, food, some live music too, as well, all taking place that day. Colin, are there still opportunities for sponsorship for that event if people want to get involved that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if you want to have a little more exposure for your business, they're very affordable. You know, we can help you out with that. They're very customizable. So if there's something you want to accomplish as far as your sponsorship is concerned, absolutely, we can work that out. And again, contacting us now is the time to do that so that we can incorporate it into our plans. If you wait till the last minute, then you're not going to get the best bang for your buck out of sponsorship. So this would be a great time to reach out to us and let's brainstorm. You know, let's see what we can come up with. I love creative ideas. So
one other,
we've got a number of things.
Sorry, Colin. One other quick note as we hit the break here is Let's Get Local. We'll be live from the car show that day. So we're going to be on remote at the car show, the Dane by Local Car Show, this radio program on that Saturday, September 18th. Look forward to that. Colin, thanks for your time. As always, danebylocal.com is the place to head for all these resources. We'll be back in just a minute here on Devil Radio 92.7.